Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete.
On today's show, we'll be talking about tips and tricks for screen readers, in particular, JAWS. JAWS is a kind of a nice, catchy name. It stands for Job Access with Speech. And it's available for both Windows and Mac. And we'll be talking about how to learn how to use it, some special tools in JAWS, how you can write scripts to perform additional functions in JAWS, and pretty much everything you wanted to know about JAWS. But first, to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, when you want to learn something new, read the documentation. There are other ways of getting to help in pretty much any program, which involves either hitting the F1 key. You've got the 12 keys across the top, F1 through F12. You can hit F1. That'll get you some help. Or the Alt key plus H at the same time. That will also get you to help.
You know, people are often asking me in Windows how I know about all these hotkeys and these little tidbits about Windows and stuff. And just to use Windows as an example, because that's the operating system many of us are in, if you go to the desktop by hitting the Windows key plus M at the same time, you can get help for Windows and a lot of the documentation's there. Once you're on the desktop, hit the F1 key, and then you'll be brought up to a search dialog where you can search for any kind of topic of help that you want in Windows. So, for example, if you want to know about the hotkeys or shortcuts, just type in hotkeys or keyboard commands or keyboard shortcuts or something like this, and then hit enter, and then you'll be presented with a help page with lots of items on it. So, for instance, you'll see an item for general keyboard shortcuts. You'll see an item for dialog keyboard shortcuts. You'll see an item for Windows special shortcuts and hotkeys and a number of other items. And then if you hit enter on any of these items, it will bring you to specific help and the list of keyboard shortcuts for that item. I mean, again, you'll find lots of stuff, how to use your taskbar, magnifiers, screen reader that's built into Windows and things like that. And as Nancy mentioned, in other applications besides Windows, if you get into the application and hit the F1 key or the Alt plus H key to get into the help system, you'll often be presented with some kind of edit box or something, and you can type in a word like shortcuts or hotkeys, and you'll be given a list of topics typically that point to the hotkeys or shortcuts for that particular application. And this can be very useful, especially to the user of JAWS or some other screen reader, because most of your navigation is done with these keyboard shortcuts, and they often have some very handy ways of getting around. So the help documentation in Windows or any other application is very important, and you can use this pretty effectively. Now, I know help can often be pretty daunting for people in terms of, you know, it seems like an overwhelming task to read through all the help. Well, don't do it all at once. Just use it as you need to use it. If you're looking for help on a specific topic or a specific keyboard shortcut, look for that. Or just read little tidbits at a time when you happen to have a 5-minute spare time or something like that. And if you do this consistently, you'll learn little things about these programs and applications that'll be useful later on.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be talking more specifically about getting help in JAWS and how to learn how to use JAWS. And this will involve not only their help system, but also reading their manual.
So let's talk about how to get into some of the documentation and help features of JAWS. The easiest way to do it in JAWS is to hit the JAWS key plus J at the same time.
What's the JAWS key?
The JAWS key on a desktop configuration is the insert key, and on a laptop configuration, it's the shift lock or caps lock key. The other way of getting to JAWS to open this menu is to get into your task manager and open up JAWS. But anyway, if you hit the JAWS key plus J, you'll see a list of different kinds of topics, and you should arrow down to help with the up and down arrow. and hit enter, and then you'll see a list of things that are useful. So for example, when I do this, the first thing I see is a link for training, and then I see a link for JAWS help, which brings you to the documentation. I see another item for keyboard shortcuts for JAWS. I see another item for what's new in JAWS, technical support, check for updates. You can also check for updates to see if there's a new version of JAWS automatically. And you can do all these things from the JAWS help menu. When you're in the help section, if you arrow down to the help part and hit enter, then you want to hit control plus the tab key, and you can go through a bunch of dialogues. The first dialogue will be a search page in which you can enter a keyword to search for, and then hit enter, and it will come up with a list of topics in the help documentation that are relevant for that search item. There's also, if you hit control tab again, you'll get to a glossary, a table of contents, an index, and the next one is the list of books or contents of JAWS. And this is a list of all the topics in JAWS that you can arrow up and down through and see what kind of chapters essentially are in their help documentation. So, for example, you'll see an introduction to JAWS. If you arrow down further, you'll see a getting started with JAWS. So if you're new to JAWS, how to set it up. Then you'll see other books and documentation on specific applications like Microsoft Word or other specific applications like the Internet and things like that. Then you'll see topics on using JAWS specifically with Windows and what kind of special things when you're in general Windows environment. So you'll see lots of special things. Down at the bottom, you'll see help documentation on keyboard commands and other popular applications. So if you arrow up and down, you'll see all these things. And to open each of these books, you hit the right arrow, and it opens up a bunch of subtopics or little categories within each book. And to close that book again, you hit the left arrow.
Now, of course, another way to learn how to work JAWS is to have somebody else in the room who knows how to do it. So we go around town and we give this presentation that's sort of like a Viewpoints light in under an hour. And of course, we bring my laptop to hook it up to the projector in the ceiling, and then I get to demonstrate JAWS. Well, I have no idea how to work JAWS. So Pete just tells me every single command, and it's actually quite effective because then everybody in the audience gets to hear what commands are being issued to the computer to make JAWS do whatever it's doing, whereas otherwise they wouldn't have a clue either.
You are listening to Viewpoints.
Okay, so that was kind of the basics of getting started in JAWS and finding help in JAWS. This week's focus topic is some special tools that are available in JAWS.
So JAWS has a lot of different things you can do with it. We can't possibly get through them all in one show, and you know, something like this you can study for months. And basically, there are a number of ways of doing a lot of different things, and you have to find out the things that are most useful to you and the things you're most comfortable with. But we'll highlight a couple of the things that I think are interesting and some of the utilities that I use in JAWS. So one of the things to get started to see what's around in terms of special utilities in JAWS is to hit the JAWS key and F2. And this brings up a list of different utility managers that you can use in JAWS.
Run JAWS Manager dialog. List 1, list view. Adjust Braille options. 1, adjust JAWS options. Custom highlight design. Customize list view. Dictionary manager. Frame viewer. Graphics labeler. Keyboard manager. Mark colors in Braille. Navigation quick keys. Prompt create. Research it. Script manager. Settings center. Settings packager. Scheme reading tool. Window class reassign.
So let me talk about a few of these items that you see in this list. If you hit enter on any of these, you'll get into some more specific dialogues that let you adjust JAWS to work with these various options. So one of the first ones is adjusting your Braille options. Well, you know, Braille is a complex thing. You can choose to use 8-dot Braille, 6-dot Braille, word wrap. You can use structured mode or line mode, which are specific ways that JAWS uses Braille. So you can customize a lot about how Braille interacts there, whether you have contractions or not shown on the screen. There is another option called custom highlight colors that you heard there. What this means is, in general, JAWS is set to read things that pop up in windows that are highlighted in the usual way or the customary way. If you have special colors that pop up for your applications that you want JAWS to read, you can adjust those things. Another item you heard was the dictionary manager. So sometimes you see that JAWS doesn't always pronounce things the way you'd expect. You've heard plenty of those, Nad, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah. And we actually talked about that with the new name for Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic. Some of the voices in JAWS mispronounced Learning Ally.
So JAWS has what they call this dictionary manager, where you can go in and customize the pronunciation of different words by typing it in phonetically or typing in however you can to make it sound right. There's also a graphics labeler in JAWS. So JAWS knows about many of the icons in Windows, but you may have some specific applications where a graphical icon just shows up and JAWS doesn't know what it is. So it may say graphic 392.
Or we've heard lots of those.
You've seen that, right?
And every web page.
And then in Braille, it shows graphic 392. Well, that can be confusing. Now, if you know what that graphic is, you can, with a sighted person, relabel that so it speaks something that's more usable to you or shows it more usably in Braille. Also, there is a auto graphics labeler in Braille. If these graphics have tooltips associated with them that pop up when the cursor is passed over them, JAWS will automatically grab those tooltips for all the graphics on the screen and properly label those things in audio and Braille for you. There's also another thing we'll talk about more specifically in just a minute called the Settings Center. And this is a utility in JAWS that allows you to change many, many options in JAWS and how it speaks, how it displays things, and things like that. So let's talk a little bit about the Settings Center. Another way to bring up the JAWS Settings Center is to hit the JAWS key and the 6 key at the same time. And in the Settings Center, you'll see that there's an edit box for typing in the kind of thing that you want to change, the kind of option you want to change. And then once you enter something in that, you can arrow down to the particular item you want to change. And then by hitting the space bar or maybe by entering numbers in an edit field, you can change these options to suit you. So for example, JAWS has this option of flash messages being popped up on the display screen if you're using JAWS. What this means is it pops up a little message that tells you where you are in the application or something about the application. And I don't like these, so sometimes I turn them off. So what I like to do is get into the Settings Center by hitting JAWS key F6, and in this case, I'm going to type in the edit field that pops up, Braille Flash, and let's see what happens as I tab over to other dialogues.
Sonar JAWS Settings Center dialog. Braille. Flash. Braille. 1 of 4 search results. Tab. 4 search results list box. Braille. Flash messages. Braille. Enable flash messages not checked. Braille flash messages. Flash message timeout. 5000 milliseconds. Tab. Read only edit. Select the length of time in milliseconds that you want Braille flash messages to remain on the Braille display. Tab. OK. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Application. Combo box. Sonar. 141 of 194. Home. Cleared. Application. Combo box. Default all applications. 1 of 194. Page down. Content browser 31 of 194. Corel Central 32 of 194. M. Microsoft Access 85 of 194. 8. Page down. Notepad 116 of 194.
So when it said content browser, that was just one of those situations. Sometimes when you see a word spelled like that, you really mean content. But in this situation, well, we would have known by context it was content.
I think so. And what you heard in the end there with those 100-and-some-odd listings of applications were the fact that you could arrow down to any of the applications and change these particular Braille settings for one of those applications, or at the beginning, at the top of the list, you see default, and that means it'll change those Braille settings for all applications. Another feature that I really like with JAWS is called Research It. And what this feature does, it enables you to do quick searches for information without actually getting onto the internet. And this is pretty cool because you don't have to open up your whole browser and take that amount of time. And you can do this by hitting the JAWS key plus the space bar. You'll hear a little click, and then you hit R, and that immediately gets you into Research It. Now, once you're in Research It, there's an edit field, so you can type in, for instance, a book you want to hear about, or a city you want to know about, or something you want to look up on Amazon. And then you tab over to another field, and it'll tell you which search provider should be used to look for this particular information. So in this list of search providers, you'll see things like Wiktionary, which happens to be the default dictionary that JAWS will use for looking up things. You'll see Amazon. You'll see Bookshare, which is very handy because if you're looking for a book on Bookshare, you don't even have to log in. You can just type in the book name, go to the Bookshare search field, and it'll come up with the first 25 results that Bookshare finds. You'll find other things like CNN news headlines, so you can get a quick summary of today's headlines. You'll find a currency converter there. You'll find flight information. You'll find health searches. The other thing that a lot of people like is you'll find information on sports scores for various different baseball, football, etc. teams. I like the one, the stock quotes. You can type in the ticker symbol for a stock, and then you'll automatically be told the where the value of that stock is for that day and the change for that day.
He likes that one a lot better now that the market's up.
And there's also Wikipedia. So here's an example of how Research It works in looking for the headlines for a particular day.
Research It dialog. Word or phrase edit combo. Tab. List view. CNN headline news stories. 7 of 23. Enter. CNN headline news stories full stories begin at the second level 1 heading. Link China. Obama's meeting with Dalai Lama hurt relations. China says a meeting between U.S. President Barack Obama and the Dalai Lama hurt the feelings of the Chinese people and harmed Sino-U.S. relations. Link Jordan to probe attacks on protesters. A Jordanian official order. Link Jordan to probe attacks on protesters. Enter. HTTP, edition CNN.com 2011 World Meast 07.16 Jordan Unrest Index HTML, Arif edition Windows Internet Explorer, 4 Jordanian police detained, probe promised after protesters attacked by the CNN wire staff July 17, 2011 updated 0126 GMT 0926 HKT story highlights list of 4 items a Jordanian official promises, to probe a police attack on a pro-reform March 4th police officers, suspected of attacking protesters, have already been detained video shows police beating, punching, and kicking people.
So what you saw there is we got into the news search, the CNN news search on Research It, and it came up with a list of different news stories. And if you hit enter on one of those links, it will bring you to the CNN page with that particular story, and then you can automatically read the story as your browser opens up. So Research It has a lot of neat functions that you can play around with. Now, another great feature of JAWS is called their skim reading function. Now, when sighted people want to quickly look for something in a book, it's very easy for them to scan down the page or through a couple of pages to look at the beginning of each paragraph to see if it's a paragraph they're interested in or look for certain sections and things like that. And JAWS has a very similar function that makes it easy to virtualize a document and to be able to skim read it using JAWS. So what you have to do to get into the skim reading option is to hit the JAWS key plus shift plus control plus down arrow. And then you'll be brought into a dialog and it will ask you what kind of skim reading you want to do. So the first option in a list where you can arrow up and down is to be able to read the first line of every paragraph. The second option is to read the first sentence in every paragraph. There is another option where you can use a text rule. So for example, I have lists of bug reports that I go through when I beta test for various programs. And in between, at the beginning of each bug report, there is a number, a space, a semicolon, and a space, and that starts off each new bug. And so if I can use the text rule that says look for space, semicolon, space, it will automatically bring up every line in the document that has that. And then there is another option at the bottom where you can look for certain attributes like colors or bold fonts or things like that. So then what happens, once you pick your type of attribute or your particular text rule and let JAWS know what it is, you hit Alt-Y, and then JAWS will bring up in its virtual viewer, which is kind of a separate document that you can look at, a list of all these first lines of the items you were looking for. You can arrow through this list so you can quickly go through the document paragraph at a time. And if you hit Enter on any of those items, it will bring you to that particular point in the document if you want to read in more detail from that point on in the document. So that can be a very handy feature and makes it nice that the JAWS user can be as efficient as a sighted user in perusing a document. So the other thing I want to talk about with JAWS is lots of people have asked me how to use Internet Explorer efficiently with JAWS. You bring up a web page and there's lots of information there, and it can be sometimes very daunting to navigate through all the information either by arrowing down a line at a time or by letting JAWS automatically read the whole page. There's lots of junk on some of these internet pages.
Let me tell you, some of these internet pages have additional junk that the sighted person has to look around, and Pete's blessed not to have to actually see some of that stuff. There's additional junk that these screen readers don't even see.
So there are actually keys strokes built into JAWS that allow you to navigate through the web page very efficiently and very quickly by different elements. Now, one way to acquaint yourself with this, because you're not going to remember everything that I say, is to hit the JAWS key plus H. And now this brings up a list of all the keyboard commands relevant for the particular application that you're in a simple virtual document that you can arrow through and quickly understand what kind of keystrokes can be used. So
not just in a browser, like if you're in Word or Mail or whatever, you can do the same thing?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is general in JAWS for any application. But for instance, if you do this in Internet Explorer, you'll see that there are great ways of navigating through a web page. So for instance, if you hit the H key when you're on a web page, you will automatically be brought to the next heading in a document. If you hit the E, that will bring you to the next edit field on the document. So for example, if you quickly want to get to the search field in Google, you hit the E, you'll be brought to the search field, hit Enter to get into Forms mode, and then you can type your search. JAWS can also bring up a list of all links on the page by hitting the JAWS key plus F7, and this automatically brings up a list that you can either arrow down or navigate through by first letter navigation. And that makes it very easy to get through all the links. Another useful feature that I like is if you hit Control, Windows key, and K, you can put a temporary place marker on the page and then automatically come back to that marker by hitting the K again. So read through some of these options in JAWS. Use the JAWS key plus H when you're in Internet Explorer, and you'll learn lots of new things, and you just got to play around with them to become familiar with them, and then start using them as you find them useful.
Now for this week's high-tech item, writing scripts for JAWS or for other programs, for that matter. You know, Pete just went through item after item after item of some of these powerful tools and ways that you can use JAWS. But every once in a while, you'll find that you want to do something a little bit different. Pete went out and bought some fancy music editing software. Well, you know, JAWS doesn't have built-in commands for every program out there. And so Pete had to write some custom scripts. And now he's going to talk a little bit more about how you would do that.
So these scripts look like programming in any other language. And essentially what you do is you can write these little programs that are associated with each application to do some custom things, maybe to speak some special things, to navigate to special places on the screen that were difficult to get to, etc. And if you want to learn about scripting, you should go to the JAWS webpage, www.freedomscientific.com. Look for their training section or their support section, and then you'll see links to different documents about scripting. Actually, what I did to find this stuff easily was I went to Google, because I'm always saying to make Google your friend, and I typed in JAWS Basics of Scripting, and I automatically got to a page where they have their manual on the basics of scripting, and another document called the FSDN, for Freedom Scientific Development Network document. And between these documents, they describe a lot of the details about how to put together a script, what functions are available that are built into JAWS that you can use with scripts, etc. If you go through this basics of scripting, it's really a simple programming manual. It tells you how you can do things like looping in JAWS, conditional branching, and all kinds of other things, how you can output various things in Braille and speech. So you should read through that and use it as a reference manual. To get into the script and start creating a script for any program, hit the JAWS key plus the zero, and that automatically puts you in a blank script for that document or for that application if it doesn't exist, or if a script does exist, it will put you in the script itself and you'll be able to view how it's written. So if you actually do this from, say, the desktop in Windows and hit JAWS key plus zero, you'll find JAWS default script, and you can arrow through there and navigate through the script to see how they write things as templates. So those are some good ways to get started with scripting, and obviously you can go as far as you want with some of that stuff, and if you're a programmer, it's a little bit easier, of course.
And if you're not a programmer, you can become one. That's it for this week's show. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about blind-friendly games and toys, because although it's nice to be able to do all of this complicated computer stuff, it's also good to just plain have fun. And we'll be talking about how you can use some commercially available games, either as is or with modifications, some specialty games that you can purchase out of the box that have already been adapted for the visually impaired, and some neat, accessible computer games. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to reachout@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcasts link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.